ஹரே கிருஷ்ணா. வி டிஸ்கஸ்ட் அப் டு 11th ஸ்லோகா இன் தி ப்ரீவியஸ் செஷன் அண்ட் நவ் 12th ஸ்லோகா. 8, 9, 10, 11 டிஸ்கஸ் தி பியூர் பக்தி ஆர் த எசன்ஸ் ஆஃப் பகவத்கீதா, விச் இஸ் சம்டைம்ஸ் ஆல்சோ கால்ட் பை சம் பீப்புள் அஸ் சதுஷ்லோகி பகவத்கீதா. அண்ட் ஆஃப்டர் ஹியரிங் இஸ் ஃபோர் எசென்ஷியல் வெர்சஸ் ஃப்ரம் கிருஷ்ணா, Arjuna was overwhelmed with gratitude and devotion to Krishna, and he shared his heartfelt realizations. Arjuna says in the 12th shloka, Arjuna uvacha,
Arjuna uvacha,
Param Brahma Param Dhama,
Param Brahma Param Dhama,
Pavitram Paramam Bhavan,
Pavitram Paramam Bhavan,
Purusham Shashvatam Divyam,
Purusham Shashvatam Divyam,
Adi Devamajam Vibhum,
Adi Devamajam Vibhum,
Ahustvam Rishayah Sarve,
Ahustvam Rishayah Sarve,
Devarshir Naradastatha,
Devarshir Naradastatha,
Asito Devalo Vyas,
அசிதோ தேவலோ வ்யாஸ
ஸ்வயம் சைவ ப்ரவீஷிமே,
ஸ்வயம் சைவ ப்ரவீஷிமே.
அர்ஜுன சேஸ், பரம் பிரம்மா, ஓ கிருஷ்ணா, யூ ஆர் பரபிரம்மா, யூ ஆர் த சுப்ரீம் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஆஃப் காட் ஹெட். பரம் தாம, யூ ஆர் த சுப்ரீம் அபோர்டு, த அல்டிமேட் அபோர்டு. பவித்ரம், யூ ஆர் வெரி பியூர், யூ ஆர் த பியூரஸ்ட். பரமம் பவான், யூ ஆர் த சுப்ரீம் அப்சல்யூட் ட்ரூத், யூ ஆர் த டாப் மோஸ்ட், தேர் இஸ் நோ ஒன் சுப்பீரியர் டு யூ. கிருஷ்ணா சைட் in one of the previous slokas, mattaha parataram nanyat kinchid asti dhananjaya, there is nothing superior to me, nothing is greater than me. After hearing all these slokas from Krishna in all these 9 and a half chapters, Arjuna is sharing his realization. Param brahma param dhama pavitram paramam bhavan, you are the paramam, you are the supreme. Next, purusham shashvatam, you are purusha who is shashvata, means you are the eternal personality of Godhead. Purusham Shashvatam Divyam, you are transcendental, you are divine, you are not like ordinary Purushas or ordinary men in this world, you are transcendental man. Adi Devam, you are the original God, original Lord. Adi Devam could also mean he is the Adi of all Devas. Krishna said right in the beginning of this chapter, Aham Adir Hi Devanam, so he is Adi Deva. He is the Adi of all Devas, he is the original Lord, he is the origin of all Lords. Adi Devam. Ajam, he is unborn. Vibhum means he is the greatest. So in this way, Arjuna glorified Krishna. One is Param Brahma, Parandhama, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, then Divyam, Adi Devam, Ajam, Vibhum. In 9 ways, or 10 ways, 9 ways, Krishna, Arjuna glorified Krishna. And Arjuna adds in the 11th verse, sorry, 13th verse, he says, it's not just my opinion. I am glorifying you in all these ways, but it is not just my opinion. He says, Ahustvam Rishayah Sarve, all the great sages also agree to this opinion. Who are they? Devarshir Naradastatha. Devarshi Narada means the sage amongst the demigods, Narada Muni, also agrees to this conclusion. Asita also, Devala also, Vyasadeva also agrees. Swayam Chaiva Bravishime, and you yourself has declared like this. You have declared Mattaha Paratram Nanyat Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. You have declared yourself to be the greatest, and great sages also confirm this, and I am also agreeing to this. I realized this fact. Prabhupada writes that in these 2 verses, the Supreme Lord gives a chance to the Mayavadi philosopher. For here it is clear that the Supreme is different from the individual soul. Supreme, is it different from the individual soul? So this Param Brahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhavan cannot be applicable to ordinary people. It's a description of Krishna only. And the ignorance is, some people say, I am God, you can become God, me and God are one. So understand, there's a difference. You are not Param Brahma, you are not Param Dhamma. You are not Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham, Shashvatam, Divyam, Adi Devam. You are not. Are you Adi Deva? He is Adi Deva. Are you Adi Deva? How can you say I am equal to him? Yes, qualitatively we are one with God. He is Sachidananda. Right? He is spiritual. We are also Sachidananda, we are also spiritual. So qualitatively there is oneness. Just like there is oneness in the drop of water from ocean and the ocean itself. The quality is same. Both are salty. The chemical composition is same. fire spark and the fire, both are same. Both can emanate heat and light. But if a minute fire spark has limited heat and limited light, while the forest fire, it has unlimited heat and unlimited light. So similarly, the Lord is unlimited in quantity, we are limited in quantity. In quality, both are same. So people just ignore the fact of quantitative difference. They focus on qualitative equality. And they say, we are same as God. I am God. So that is, that Prabhupada is highlighting here. Arjuna, after hearing the essential four verses of Gita, became completely free from all doubts and accepted Krishna as the Supreme Lord. The ignorance is removed perfectly by the discharge of devotional service. It's not that Arjuna is flattering Krishna by the 12th verse. In the 13th verse he said, it's not just my opinion. So many great sages and authorities also feel like this. And you are also declaring. It's not just I am flattering you out of my own sentiment. And many Vedas and Upanishads also glorify Krishna like that. Yam Brahma. You know that sloka from the last chapter of Bhagavatam. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudra Marutaha Stunvanti Divyaistavaihi Vedaihi Sangapadakramopanishadaihi Gayanti Yam Samagaha Dhyanavasthita Tadgatena Manasa Pashyanti Yam Yogino Yasyantam Navidursura Suraganaha Devayatasmai Namaha Yam Brahma Varuna Indra Rudra Chandra, all these people, Maruts, they glorify Krishna. Vedaihi Sangapadakramopanishadaihi Gayanti Yam Samagaha. All the Vedas are also describing the glories of Krishna. Dhyanavastita Tadgatena Manasa, all the yogis are actually meditating on Krishna. Demigods and chetis are glorifying Krishna. The scriptures are glorifying Krishna and describing Krishna. Yogis are meditating on Krishna. And it's not very easy to understand Krishna's glories. So Krishna is the Supreme Lord, origin of everything. He is repeatedly described in Bhagavad Gita and many other scriptures. Krishna said, Aham Sarvasya Prabhava. Where is ambiguity in Gita? Where is confusion in Gita? It's very conclusively and categorically established that Krishna is the Supreme Lord. In Gita Subodhani, at the end, I had given one thematic compilation. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. You can go through it whenever you get some time. All the verses that are declaring Krishna to be the Supreme. Next sloka. 14th sloka. Sarvametadritam manye.
Sarvametadritam manye.
Yanmam vadasi keshava.
Yanmam vadasi keshava.
Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim.
Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim.
Vidur Devana Dhanavaha.
Vidur Devana Dhanavaha.
Sarvameta Dhritam Manye. I consider that everything. Sarvameta Dhritam Manye. I consider everything that you have spoken as truth. Okay. Yan Mam Vadasi Keshava. Whatever you have told me, whatever you have explained to me up to 9th chapter, up to middle of 10th chapter, I accept everything as truth. Because you do not speak like your God. Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Deva Nadanavaha. I also understand that neither demigods nor demons can understand you. Okay. Dhyana Vastita Tadgatena Marasa Pashyanti Yam Yogino Yasyantam Na Vidur Sura Asura Ganaha Devaya Tasmai Namaha. The end of Krishna's glories cannot be understood by demigods and demons. Same thing Arjuna is saying here. Whatever that Bhagavatam Shloka is saying, I quoted from 12th canto, 13th chapter, 1st sloka. And here, Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 14th sloka. Both are same. Nahite Bhagavan Vyaktim Vidur Devana Dhanavaha. Devas are Dhanavas, they cannot understand you. They cannot understand your personality. Same thing Krishna said in the beginning of the chapter also. Aham Adirhi Devanam Name Vidhu Suraganaha Prabhavam Namaharshayaha. So no one can understand Krishna. Arjuna herein confirms that persons of faithless and demoniac nature cannot understand Krishna. They have to follow the path of Arjuna. Then Arjuna has the understanding of Krishna. Arjuna shared his understanding that Krishna is Param Brahma, Parandhama, Pavitram, Param Bhavan. So to some degree, devotees of Krishna can understand Krishna because of their bhakti. But no one can completely understand Krishna. Okay. 15th sloka. స్వయం ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం వేత్తత్వం పురుషోత్తమం
వేత్తత్వం పురుషోత్తమం
భూత భావన భూతేశ
భూత భావన భూతేశ
దేవ దేవ జగత్పతే
దేవ దేవ జగత్పతే
స్వయం ఏవాత్మనాత్మానం ఇండీడ్ యు అలోన్ నో యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఆత్మన ఆత్మానం యు ఆర్ నోన్ బై యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ ఓన్లీ యు నో యు బెటర్ అదర్ పీపుల్ కెనాట్ నో యు వేత్తత్వం పురుషోత్తమ ఓ పురుషోత్తమ ఓ బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ పర్సనాలిటీస్ ఓన్లీ యూ హ్యావ్ కంప్లీట్ అండర్స్టాండింగ్ ఆఫ్ యువర్ సెల్ఫ్ అండ్ దెర్ ఆర్ అదర్ రిఫరెన్సెస్ దట్ సే ఈవెన్ కృష్ణ ఆల్సో కెనాట్ అండర్స్టాండ్ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ కంప్లీట్లీ హీ వండర్స్ అండ్ భూత భావన భూతేశ దేవదేవ జగత్పతి భూత భావన మీన్స్ యు ఆర్ ద ఆరిజిన్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ భూతేశ యు ఆర్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ దెన్ దేవదేవ యు ఆర్ ద లార్డ్ ఆఫ్ డెమిగాడ్స్ ఆల్సో Devas means demigods. Deva Deva means God of gods. Okay. Jagatpati, you are the Lord of universe. In four ways, Krishna, Arjuna glorified Krishna in the second half of this verse. Bhuta Bhavana, Bhutesha, Deva Deva, Jagatpati. Okay. And only you understand yourself completely. And here, mental speculation that leads one away from the Supreme Lord is a serious sin. And one who does not know Krishna should not try to comment on Bhagavad Gita. So, who spoke Bhagavad Gita? Krishna spoke. If you have no respect for Krishna, if you have no regard for Krishna, if you don't worship Krishna, if you don't follow the path of Bhakti Yoga taught to you by Krishna in Bhagavad Gita, what right do you have to comment on Bhagavad Gita? Do you accept Krishna as the Supreme Lord? Prabhupada writes. So, And some people may say this is not what Krishna meant. This is what Krishna meant. So like that, there's some kind of manipulation also of the message of Gita at times. So Prabhupada is heavy on them. Bhagavad Gita is the statement of Krishna, and since it is the science of Krishna, it should be understood that from Krishna as Arjuna understood it. It should be understood from Krishna as Arjuna understood it. It should not be received from atheistic persons. Sometimes impersonalists accept Krishna as Bhagavan or they accept his authority. Yet many liberated persons cannot understand Krishna as Purushottaman. He is the father of all living entities. Thus the truth about Krishna is established in this verse by the realization of Arjuna. And we should follow in the footsteps of Arjuna to understand Krishna as he is. The first student of Bhagavad Gita is Arjuna. Krishna is directly teaching Arjuna and Arjuna is sharing his realization. This is my understanding about Krishna. Give value to what Arjuna says. Not any speculative interpretations. 16th sloka. Vaktumarhasya seshena
Vaktumarhasya seshena
Divyahyatma vibhutayah
Divyahyatma vibhutayah
Yabhir vibhutibhir lokan
Yabhir vibhutir lokan
Imamstvam vyapyatishthati
Imamstvam vyapyatishthasi
Please tell me in detail Vaktumarhasi Aseshena Aseshena means don't leave any gaps. In full detail you tell me. What you have to tell me? Divyahi Atma Vibhutayaha. Your transcendental divine opulences and powers I wish to know. Yabhir Vibhutir Lokan Imamstvam Vyapyasi Vyapyatishthasi. So Krishna, by his great power and opulences, is all pervading throughout the universe. I want to know those powers by which you pervade the entire universe. Every nook and corner of the universe is with Krishna. There is Krishna present in every nook and corner of the universe by his powers, by his opulences, by his greatness. Arjuna says, I am very eager to know all that. Fine. So, how do you pervade all these three worlds? People in general are the mainly with the all-pervading nature of the Lord. Many people are very much concerned about the all-pervading nature of the Lord. Although Krishna is there in the heart, and Krishna is the worshipable object. How is Krishna present everywhere? How is God present everywhere? Some people are interested in knowing it. So Arjuna asks this question so that we get an understanding of how Krishna is present in every aspect of the universe. Or everything in the universe is being sustained and maintained by Krishna. Okay. 17th shloka. Katham vidyamaham yogims.
Katham vidyamaham yogims.
Tvam sada parichintayan.
Tvam sada parichintayan.
Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu.
Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu.
Chintyosi bhagavan maya.
Chintyosi bhagavan maya.
Katham vidyam aham yogims. O great Lord, I want to know, O supreme mystic, aham yogims, Tvam sada parichintayan, I wish to fix my mind on you. Sada parichintayan means I should always think about you. How is it possible? Keshu keshu cha bhaveshu, in what various forms are you to be remembered, O Lord? Chintyosi bhagavan maya. So that's why in the beginning of the chapter, if you remember, I said, the previous chapter ends with this statement, machitta madgata, manmana bhava madbhakto, always think of me. How do I always think of Krishna? That's what Arjuna is also asking. How do I always think of you? I am somewhere in some, I went to see some mountain, sightseeing. How do I think about you there? Yeah, that mountain is Krishna's bones. So knowing the all-pervading nature of Krishna induces us remembrance of Krishna at every moment. We remember Krishna at every moment because Krishna is all-pervading. Krishna is there everywhere. See? So, keshu keshu cha bhaveshu chintyosi bhagavan maya. How do you remember? When you are drinking water, you remember rasoham apsu kaunteya. When you are seeing sun and moon, you see they are Krishna's eyes. In this way, everything and every element in the universe can remind you of Krishna. For people in general, they will understand how God is all-pervading, they understand the greatness of God. For devotees, they become Krishna conscious. They see love. They can feel that love, they can intensify that love for Krishna by seeing any object in this universe. So this is basically increasing our Krishna consciousness, all the opulences that Krishna is speaking here. In what various forms are you to be remembered, O Supreme Personality of Godhead? How can I constantly think of you? All the vibhutis narrated here are meant to make us Krishna conscious, moment by moment. As it is stated in the previous chapter, the Supreme Personality of Godhead is covered by His Yoga Maya. Only surrendered souls and devotees can see Him. General process by which the all-pervading Lord can be understood by the common man is being inquired by Arjuna now. The superior devotee is concerned not only for his own understanding, but for the understanding of all mankind. Arjuna can be Krishna conscious anywhere, but how can the mankind be Krishna conscious? They should understand that Krishna is there in every aspect of the universe. So, 18th sloka. Basically, Arjuna is asking questions for common people. For devotees, it is relevant in the sense that they can be intensify their Krishna consciousness. But for those devotees or those common people who are not so mature in their bhakti, for them, this understanding is very much important. Understand the greatness of Krishna is also important for them to realize that they are connected with Krishna, they need to worship Krishna. 18th sloka. Vistarenatmano yogam.
Vistarenatmano yogam.
Vibhutim cha janardana.
Vibhutim cha janardana.
Bhuyaha kathaya truptirhim.
Bhuyaha kathaya truptirhim.
Shrinvato nasti me mritam.
Shrinvato nasti me mritam.
Now Arjuna is saying, O Janardana, again please describe in detail the mystic power of your opulences. Krishna gave a glimpse of all of that in the 7th chapter and 9th chapter. Rasoham apsukante, there are a series of verses. 9th chapter also, Gatir Bharta Prabhu Sakshi, there are a series of verses. So Arjuna says, I am never satiated in hearing about you. For the more I hear, the more I want to taste the nectar of your words. Bhuyaha kathaya truptirhi. There is no tripti. Kastrupriya tirtha padobhidhanat satreshivaha suri bhiridyamanat. Bhagavatam also says, devotees are never satiated by any amount of hearing. There are so many verses in Bhagavatam that show that devotees are not sufficiently satisfied in hearing. They are never satiated in hearing Krishna or hearing from Krishna or hearing about Krishna or seeing Krishna. Nityam nirikshamananam yadapi dvaraka ukasam navitrupyante hidrishah shriyo dhamangam achyutam. although the Dwarkavasis are regularly seeing Krishna, still the Dwarkavasis are not satiated in their vision of Krishna. They constantly want to see Krishna, and they are never satisfied by any amount of darshan of Krishna. Similarly, Arjuna is also saying, bhuyaha kathaya truptirhi srinvato nastime param, nastime amritam. Because this is nectar. To hear from Krishna is nectar. Arjuna is addicted to this nectar. Now, as far as amritam, nectar, is concerned, any narration or statement concerning Krishna is just like nectar. And this nectar can be perceived by practical experience. Modern stories, fiction and histories are different from the transcendental pastimes of the Lord, in that one will tire after hearing mundane stories, but one never tires of hearing about Krishna. Now all this Bhagavatam, this Bhagavad Gita, is spoken by Krishna 5000 years back, more than 5000 years back, to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra. Since 5000 years people are studying this book, and they are not bored, they are still studying. Still books are getting printed, still books are getting sold. So which other book which is published 5000 years back? Vyasadeva has published some books, Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita and all that. So they are still there. But now even 5 days back a newspaper comes, and today the news is not relevant. Okay. Many materialistic books have come. So what is written there cannot continue to remain relevant forever. But this is ever relevant. Gita, Bhagavatam, these scriptures are ever relevant to the humanity, because they are spoken by God. They are explained by devotees of God. And any literature that is based on this, that is referring to this, that is upholding the principles written in Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, so they are all worth studying. Other literatures may temporarily excite people, but they have a limited lifetime in terms of entertaining people or educating people or enlightening people. But this is ever relevant. Okay. So we'll discuss the remaining part of the chapter in the next session. Hare Krishna. Thank you.